The Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayim comes up in many different sugyas hashas, and it comes out in the context of Gishmakarei, the mitzvah of Peruvu, the mitzvah of Losheves, a lot of the Machshava, Taisus Kasha. How could you force the Odin to be Meshachar the Evet, to bail out the Evet? What happened to Shabbos Daf Dalet, Ein Oimrim, Odom Chatei Kadeshi Yazaka Chaveroi? So there's so much here. Hafachba, Vafachba, the cool about this sugya right here, certainly in the Oilam of Rei. But I think in terms of understanding Poshet, the nuts and bolts, the foundation of the Chatzi Evet, Chatzim and Chayrin, it's Kedai to speak out one Maramokim, and the Maramokim is the Ktsois HaChoshin in Simen Reish Mem Tes, Siv Cotton Base. So the Ktsois begins not talking about a Chatzi Evet, Chatzim and Chayrin. This is in Hilchos Maton. He brings a Chiddush that he saw in the Sefer Tshuvas Lechem Rav, Simen Reish Chof Aleph. And the Tshuvas Lechem Rav said the following. We know the rule is that Masha Kana Evet Kana Rabbi. Anything that an Evet owns is the possession of his master. What happens if the Evet comes into his Avdus, a Balabas? He comes in with Nechasim. Does the Adin own those Nechasim as well? Or does he not own those Nechasim? Meaning, Masha Kana Evet Kana Rabbi for sure means that when an Evet is an Evet, anything that he earns, any income, any Shvach that comes in his direction belongs to his master. But what if the Eved came into the marriage with proverbial Nechsem Aluk? What happens to that? Is that going to belong to the Adoin also? We're going to say Mashakana Eved Kana Adoin? Or maybe when it comes to anything that he had acquired, he had earned, any Shvach that he had received prior to becoming an Eved, maybe that's something he gets to put away in a bank account. Maybe that's something that's going to belong to him. So the Ktzai says that I saw in the Tshuvas Lechem Rav that said, quote, Mashakana Evet Kana Rabbi, Afilu Mashakana Koidim Shenimka LeRabbi. It's going to be true even for something that he acquired before he was sold into slavery. Says the Ktzai, V'chein Nirem Muchach Mikama Sugyas B'Shas. It's muchach that way for many, many sugyas and shas. Why? He says, because there's many gemaras where the gemara asks that. We're dealing with an eved. How could the eved own anything? Masha kono eved kono rabbi. Where does it say this? So in the words of the ktsois, b'lashoni azov, kama sugyas b'shas. There's many sugyas that are underpinned by this notion. And if that's the case of the ktsois, why didn't the gemara always answer? It's talking about where the eved had something from a prior life. And from the fact that the gemara didn't say that, it's muchach that masha kono eved kono rabbi doesn't just give the other in rights in what the eved acquires after he becomes an eved, but even if it's something that he had prior, even then, he's going to have a kinyan, says the Ktzos. Even though this is a chiddush that doesn't need a mefurish or mekar, because it's nirim muchach mikama sugyas b'shas, because otherwise you're going to end up with 10 different kashas and 10 different sugyas, but at the same time, I have a mefurish araya. Meaning, the fact that the Gemara asks those kashas, maybe you can give us a chenetza. But I have a mefurish or mekar. I have a mefurish or mekar. Schwarz and weiß. So in the world of the Ktzos, kein nirim muchach misugyas b'shas is a raya. But it's not a mefurish araya. He says, I'll bring you a mefurish araya, schwarz and weiß, where Chazal said these words, that if an Eved had something prior to becoming an Eved, the halach is mashakona Eved kona rabbi. And this is a Yerushalmi, and it's in Mesechtes Kittin, it's in Perek HaSheleach, it's on the Mishnah of the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayr. That's how this comes into our sugi right here. So the Yerushalmi says as follows. What happens if a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayr finds a Metziah? He's walking in the street, he finds a mitzia where the halach is Eil mitzia shalai, where he's allowed to keep it. Zok di Yerushalmi, matza mitzia, if he found a mitzia, b'yom shal rabbi, if he finds it on the day that he's working for rabbi, shal rabbi, it belongs to the rabbi. B'yom shal atzmai, if he finds it, however, on the day that he's working for himself, shal atzmai, he gets to keep it. Zok di Yerushalmi. Now, there's a big machlik is how to learn this next line in Yerushalmi, but obviously we're going to learn it the way the Ktzois learned it. So it says the Ktzois, freak the Yerushalmi, for less, machar boye yevdalei lemare, right in Yerushalmi sprach. What do you mean he keeps it? Tomorrow he's going to become an Eved anyways. And when he becomes an Eved, he's going to have to give it away to his master. And being that he's going to have to give it away to his master, so this whole halacha is tam achuk of etlula. You're telling me, Matzah Mitzvah, B'yoyim Shalatzmai, Shalatzmai, Zokti Yerushalmi, it's tam alitzonis, because v'les mochabai yevdalei lamari, tomorrow he's an Eved. And if tomorrow he's an Eved, he's going to go to his Eved. Zokti Tzai is one thing, davar echol amadati minay Yerushalmi. Here it's Mefurish. It's Mefurish what the Shailos Teshuvos Lechem Rav said. Because you see clearly that even though he acquired it when he wasn't an Eved, B'yom Shalatzmoy, Abulam Isa, tomorrow's going to be an Eved. Tomorrow's going to have to give it away. If you're going to tell me Mashakon Evikon Rav is only true for something that you acquired after you already were an Eved, he's going to keep it. So from the Yerushalmi, it's Mefurish that this is not the way it is. Divrei Pichachem Chein, Azoy Zok, Tiktoy Sachoshen, he says, I found the Mefurish of Mekar. But the Ktzai says a little bit of a problem. The reason it's a problem is because although this exact halach is not discussed in Bavli, but there's a similar halach. It's in Tamar's daf. It's on daf Mem Beis Amad Aleph. It's five lines from the bottom. The Bavli says as follows: Nokchoy Shor. What happens if this chatziyevet chatzim in chayin was shtoist by a shor? Says the Gemara. Yom Shor Rabbi, the Rabbi. If it happens on the day that he's working for Rabbi, the money goes to the Rabbi. Yom Shalatzmai, Latzmai. If it happens on the day that he's working for himself, it goes Latzmai. So the Bavli, like the Yerushalmi, asks a kasha, but it's a different kasha. Freak the Gemara, Elamiyat, if that's the case, you're telling me that you get to keep anything that comes your way on the day of Atzmai. So if that's so, Yom Shal Rabba Yisa Shivcha, Yom Shal Atzmai Yisa Bas Chayrin. So why is it that the Chatzi Yevet Chatzi Mechayrin doesn't have an Eitzah Mechayrin? Every other day, really every day you can get married. You can be married one day to a Bas Chayrin and the other day to a Shivcha. If we take the days and we divide them, so why could he not get married? So the Gemara says, Isura Loi Kamrina. This spalt that we're saying is only true regarding the mominus. Abavas is negeya, is the heter. What's negeya? Who you're able to get married? With regards to this, you can't do it. Abazok tiktois, dover echo mamadati min abavli. The Bavli said the chiddush of the Yerushalmi, but didn't ask the kasha that the Yerushalmi asked. The Bavli said that if this chatzi yevet chatzi mechayrin gets hit by a shor, so there's a knas, the Torah says you have to pay, right? So this halacha is going to be true. And it's going to belong, will the money, to the Eved B'yom Shel Atzmai, and it's going to belong to the Yadim B'yom Shel Rabbi. And the Bavli didn't ask the Kasha, V'les Mochar Bo Yevdalei L'mor. I understand, tomorrow you're going to have to give it away. Vaistois, you're not going to have to give it away. And if that's the case, says the Ktois, I think I have a Mefurish of Gemara, not like the Shailos HaTshuvos Lechem Rav. So it sounded like B'muscharisha and the Shailos HaTshuvos Lechem Rav is so poshut. And that's why the Ktois said, B'lashoyne Yazov, that came nearer, Muchach Mikam HaSugis B'shas. Abazok the Ktois, L'mais I found it's a Mefurish of Yerushalmi. But that's a problem, because there's a Bavli that's Mechulik with that Yerushalmi. And if that's the case, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, we have a little bit of a problem here. We have a kasha on the Talmud Bavli. L'chayr, that's what's happening here. Because if it's muchach mikama sugis hashas, that mashakon evikon a rabbi is true even for anything that the Eved acquired before he became an Eved. So what's takip shad in the Bavli? Why does the Bavli say that if it was nokhoi shor, yoim shal rabbi le rabbi, and yoim shal atzmai latzmai? What do you mean yoim shal atzmai latzmai? The ma'aseh tomorrow, you're going to have to give it away. And if tomorrow you're going to have to give it away, so it's not latzmai. Latzmai sounds like it's yours. It's yours, the chalutin. It's not true. Like the Yerushalmi's kasha. You're going to have to give it away tomorrow anyways. So l'chura, as I picked the ktzais, says the ktzais, I think that it's not a kasha. And really, what's going on here is based on a very fundamental understanding of the chatzi yevet chatzim and chayim. And in fact, the ktzais says, I believe that this machloik is here between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, how to understand this halacha, is totally in another machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi with regards to fundamental understanding, tzendritimu, of the chatzni yevet chatzim echer. So says the Ktzos, if you look weiter, in this Yerushalmi, here in Perek HaSheleach, the Yerushalmi says like this, Kidesh isha b'yoyim shel more. If the chatzni yevet chatzim echer would get married on the day that he's working for his boss. Again, let's play this out. Sunday, he works for his boss. Monday, he does his own thing. Tuesday, he has this job. Wednesday, again, he's a free man. So every other day. So, Kidesh Yisha B'yem Shal Mare, if he was Mekadesh Yisha on the day that he's working for Mare, in Choshen L'Kedushin. You're not Chayit for the Kedushin. Today, you're an Eved. And as a result, you can't get married. Assuming he was Mekadesh Abbas Yisrael. B'yem Shal Atzmai, if, however, he was Mekadesh Yisha B'yem Shal Atzmai, Choshen L'Kedushin. Then we are Chayit for the Kedushin. The Shita say Yerushalmi is that if someone's Mekadosh in Isha, this Chatzim Chatzim Chayrin, on his day, the Kedushin is going to be a Kedushin. The Bavli is Chayrin. The Bavli Mefurish was Chaylik. The Bavli said, Ela Meyato, Yoim Shal Rabba Yisrael Shivcha, Yoim Shal Atzma Yisrael Bas Chayin, and Yisur Eloi Kamrin. So we have a Machloikis between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Says the Ktois, what's the Oimek in the Machloikis? The Oimek in the Machloikis is Yesh Lachkar, a Posh at a Chakira Yaduah. How does the Chatzi Evet Chatzim and Chayin work? Is the Gedder of the Chatzi Evet Chatzim and Chayin that one day he's an Evet and the other day he's a Ben Chayin? Is that the way you understand the Chatzi Evet Chatzim and Chayin? Or the way you understand the Chatzi Evet Chatzim and Chayin is not one day I'm this, one day I'm that. But rather, every single day I'm a Chatzi Evet Chatzim and Chayin. My Metzius doesn't change literally from sea to shining sea, from day to day. Pasha, your head is spinning. No, it's not what's going on here. Every single day you wake up the same way. You're a Chatzi Evet Chatzim and Chayin. So what does it mean that you work for your rabbi one day, you work for Atzmai one day? That's just the way you deal with a person that, what are you supposed to do? 50 cents of every dollar he earns belongs to him and 50 cents belongs to somebody else. So, like, how are you supposed to do the Yachloiku? So the Eitzah is, Chazal said, this is just common sense. One day work for yourself and one day work for your master. The Ktzai says it's like a chatzah she'im bay chaluka. There's a musik, sometimes you have a chatzah, you have no way to divide the chatzah. It's too small, let's say. So you can't do a chaluka on this chatzah. So what happens to such a chatzah? That's it. It gets confiscated by the government. Hefker bez den hefker, or hefker bez den hefker. No, it's not what happens to it. What happens to such a zach is you take the chatzah and make it chenetzah. You come to work and you come to work, and that's the way you deal with something like this. But the Nakuda is that when you have something sometimes that you physically can't divide, it's e-efshet to make a yachloiku, so you have to give us a chalitza, and that's what Chazal was doing. So says the Ktzois, it's pasha to me, it's baruch acham. The Yerushalmi held that the way you look at a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin is that one day I'm an eved, one day I'm a ben chayrin. The next day I'm an eved, next day I'm a ben chayrin. If today you're a ben chayrin, you're a regular ben chayrin. You're 100% a free man. Get married. Gesundheit. Tomorrow you're going to have a problem. But today you can get married. The Bavli held that every single day you're a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin. We don't see one day eved, one day ben chayrin. Yedidog bistu ataruvus. Every single day you're this chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin. And being that every day you have a chatzi eved, so every day you can't get married. And that's why there's no etzah, there's no mahalach for you to be able to go and do this. Says the Ktzois, with that poshet the chakira, and that poshet the oimek in the machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, I believe you could understand this machloikis as well. The Yerushalmi held that on the day that you're a free man, you're a free man. Which means that on the day that you're an Eved, you're an Eved. If an Eved finds a Metziah on a day that he's an Eved, so he's walking and he found a Metziah. Or if a free man, the other way, finds a Metziah on the day he's a free man, Givaldi, $100, puts it in his pocket, Arielu Shaloi, he's having a good day. The next day he's an Eved. Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbi. And it's near a muchach become a sugis hashas that even if you acquired it before you became an Eved, it belongs to the Adon. So therefore, the Adon is going to take it. And being that that's the way the Yerushalmi understood chatzi Eved, chatzi ben chayrin, that the day that you're a ben chayrin, you're a fartik ben chayrin, but the day that you're an Eved, you're a fartik Eved. So it's up to Yerushalmi. So what are you going to tell me? You found the Metziah on the day that you're a ben chayrin, it's yours? Yeah, but don't you realize that tomorrow's another day? V'les mochar bo yevdalei lamari, tomorrow you're giving it away anyhow. And being that tomorrow you're giving it away anyhow, so this whole thing is stamal litzonis. But the Bavli understood that that's not the gedder of chatzi Eved, chatzi ben chayrin. There's no union that one day I'm an Eved, one day I'm in Chayim. Nor was Yedetog bin Achachatzi Eved Chatzim in Chayim. So what's the Oymek? The Oymek is that really I have no way to divide my Mamadis. It's a Chatzah She'im by Chaluka. So what are you supposed to do? So Chazal gave you an Eitzah. You know what the Eitzah is? We're going to make a deal. It's a privately negotiated transaction. The only way to make this work is that I'm going to keep my money today. Hagam Amachatzi Eved. And I'm going to work for you tomorrow, Hagama Machatzi Ben Chayrin. And the piroyan that I'm going to give you for keeping all my money today, Hagama Machatzi Evet, is the fact that tomorrow I'm going to work for you, Hagam, really you're gambling from my Chatzi Ben Chayrin. That's the piroyan, that's the whole deal. I don't owe you anything else. Thus is the arrangement. So what are you going to tell me? That if you find something on the day that you're a Ben Chayrin. Now, there is no day that you're a Ben Chayrin. Tomorrow I'm a... What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's no different than today. The var was, there was a Yachloiku. And the Yachloiku was, I keep today, you get tomorrow. So because I found it today, Memela, now it's your day. What does it mean, your day? Your day means is today, I'm giving you back for what you gave me yesterday. That's the trade-off here. But the point is that there's no day of Abdus and day of Cheres, where you can now say that, oh, now that you're suddenly my Eved, Mimela, I'm entitled to anything that you got as when you were a Ben Chayrin. Any Peroyan that had to happen is gebacked into this transaction. And as a result, anything that's on my day is going to be mine. That's the deal. Anything that's your day is going to be yours. Kurt Yerushalmi, there's no deal. There's no deal. There's a Metzias. There's a reality. You're an Eved one day, you're a Ben Chayrin the other day. So you're no different than any Eved that becomes a Ben Chayrin, or any Ben Chayrin that becomes an Eved. Work out the Shulchan Aruch. And if a Ben Chayrin becomes an Eved, Mashakon Eved, Kon Rabbi, so Zok to Yerushalmi, Veles Machar. And it's the Yerushalmi Lishitasi that says that the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Mecharin, the day that he's a Ben Chayrin, is allowed to get married. Feistlis on that day is not a Chatzi Eved. On that day is a 100% of Ben Chayrin. You know what that means? If you're 100% Ben Chayrin on the day Ben Chayrin, means you're 100% Eved on the day Eved. So anything that you acquire that day, Mashakon Eved, Kon Rabbi, that's what you're going to have to give it away. But the Bavli said before is that's not the way it works. That even on the day that you're Oyved as Atzma, you still can't get married. Because even on that day, you're a Chatzi Eved. Every day, you're a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Mecharin. You don't have this neat division between the days. What do you have? You have a Chatzi Shein Bay Chalukah that you worked out a deal. Okay, so you worked out the deal. That's the deal. The deal's the deal. And Nichla on the deal is that I keep my income. And Nichla on the deal is that any Metziah that I find is going to belong to me. And if a Shtar Shtoises me, I'm going to get to keep the money. And that's why the Halach is you're not going to have to give it away. The Ksois just adds one connect. I mean, it's a long tzitz, but I'm skipping all the way to the end of the tzitz. He says one nekuda, and we'll end with this. Tein l'chacham v'yech gamoy. But just to end with this last nekuda, and the tzitz says there's another Yerushalmi that discusses a chetzi eved chetzi ben chayin. This is a mesechtes psachim. It's in Perik Ha'isha. Yerushalmi says like this. Am Rab Chia b'shem Rab Yoichanan. Rab Chia said in the name Rab Yoichanan. This is very gishmak. Misha chetzi eved chetzi ben chayin. Someone that's a chetzi eved chetzi ben chayin. Kideish isha. If he's mekadosh an isha. In choshesh on the kedushah, we're not chayesh for the kedushah. With the kavasa, the same is true. Geirash, if he's megarish anisha, in choshesh on the geirish. We're not chayesh for the geirish. Now, if you can't be megarish anisha, how could you be megarish anisha? Anyways, I am benoisa kelim. But this is what the Yerushalmi says. Who said it? Amr Abchia, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel Amr. Shmuel says choshesh on the geirish. You are chayesh for the geirish, and the way the Mefarshei Yerushalmi explained, it means a chayesh for the kedushah as well. It says the Ktzois, I found the Yerushalmi. That in the Yerushalmi, this Shaila that we're discussing, whether Chatzi Eved Chatzi Mecharin, that's Mekadosh and Isha on the day that he works for himself, whether the Kedushin's Chal or the Kedushin's Nachal, is a Machloikis Amayran. It's a Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't work. According to Shmuel, it does work. So the Ktzai says one Dover Nifla. He says that Yesh Loimar, that throughout the Sugi of Avadim, there was a major Machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel said, Hamafker Abdo Yotzel Echeris Ve'enoit Tzorich Get Shechir. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both said, "Hamafker avdo yotzel lecheres v'tzorich get shecher." What's the oimek in the machloikis? If someone's mafker avdoi, say he relinquishes the kinyan mamon. But what about the kinyan iser? Shmuel says a chiddush that if someone is mafker avdoi, you're released from the kinyan mamon. Memelet tzezamin mit the kinyan mamon gate the kinyan iser. The kinyan iser like a tatala follows the kinyan mamon. That's how it works. Rabbi Yochanan said no. The two are not totally zebezet. Hamafker avdo yotzel lecheres abe v'tzarech get shecher. The kinyan mamon. I understand abe nit the kinyan iser. The Gemara's lashon here in Gittin Membeis Amar Aleph was not choshar yom shal rabbi lo rabbi yom shal atzmi lo atzmi el meyata yom shal rabbi yisa shivcha yom shal atzmi yisa bas chayrin. So the Gemara says no yisura loy kamrinon. There's a chiluk between the kinyan mamon and the kinyan iser. Vas is negay the kinyan mamon. Yeah, for that over the atzmi yom echad that's rabbi yom echad. But vas is negay the kinyan iser. I can't make that work for the kinyan iser. And because I can't make that work for the kinyan iser, therefore it's not going to be okay in the Yerushalmi. In the 8th parak, who's the one that said that? It's Rabbi Yochanan that said that. Said the Ktzois, it's Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasoi. Rabbi Yochanan that holds that the Kinyan Mamin and the Kinyan Isser are not Tluyin Zebezeh. So in his world, you can deher the Chalukah between the Chatziyav and Chatzim Echayim one way Vasa Negei the Mamin and another way Vasa Negei the Isser. But Shmuel is Mechulik. Shmuel says Chayshashin. You know why? Because Shmuel is Shitasa. He holds the Kinyan Isser gate Tzazamim with the Kinyan Mamin. And Avifel in Hilchis Maminis, I can deher it, then I can deher it in Kinyan Isser. Because that's Shmuel's Chiddish. Hefker, how you Meshacher and Eved with Hefker. How you Meshacher Kinyan Issa with Hefker? The Teret says you Meshacher the moment. And once you Meshacher the moment, the Mela, the Issa gates his Amen at the moment. So Zok the Ktois, that's why Shmuel Shitasai holds that if in the Hilchas moment is this Mokim to the Herit, the way the Yerushalmi the Herz it, that there's a singing one day like this, one day like that, even if in the Issa Batsam it would have been harder to hear it. But the Issa is Nigra boss of the moment. And once you hear it in the moment, the Mela you can hear it in the Issa as well. Again, there's a lot to take in, but the bottom line is that as it relates relates to the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, one Chakira Hayadua. We know the halacha. Machloikis, Beshamay, Beisil, Bechazur, Beisil, Lahiroiz, Kedivri, Beshamay. But the etzem halacha is that he's over as Rabbi Yoimechot, that's Atzma Yoimechot. Yeish Lachkar. What's the gather? Is the gather that one day he's a 100% Eved, that's why he's over as Rabbi, and the next day he's 100% Menchayrin, that's why he's over as Atzma? Or is the gather that every single day he's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Menchayrin? But the only way to make a yachloiku in a situation like this is by simply saying, Oyved es rabbi yoymechad, es atzma yoymechad. What's the nafgamina? We have two major nafgaminas. One nafgamina would be, could he get married on the day that he's Oyved es atzma? If we deherim on that day being 100% of ben chayrin, maybe he'd be able to get married. It's the shita of Yerushalmi in Perek HaSheleach, and it's the shita of Shmuel in the Yerushalmi in Perek HaYisha. In Mesechtes Pesach, if we deherim as being a chatzi eved, chatzi becharin, even on the day that he's over this atzmai, then lochere he would not be able to get married. It's the sheet of the Bavli and Mefurish Gemara and Dafnan Beis and Aleph here in Perek HaSheleach, and it's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan in Perek HaYisha in the Yerushalmi Pesach. Another nafkamina would be, what would happen if on the day that the person is over this atzmai, he would find a metziah or nokhay shar? Now the next day that he's over this rabbi, what happens to that money? Does rabbi take the money or does rabbi not take the money? If we deherim as being a ben chayrin that suddenly became an eved, well, then you have the halacha mashakon eved kana rabbi. And in Shaios Teshuvas Lechem Rav state that mashakon eved kana rabbi is true not only for something that you acquire after you're an eved, even for something you acquired prior. V'chein nirim muchach mikama sugis hashas, says the Ketzos. So if that's the case, it's pashat, that's the way it's going to be. But if the way we look at him is every single day is a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, but there's this privately negotiated arrangement, so good, what's the difference? This is all nichlal in the arrangement, and anything that comes your way on this day is going to be yours. I'm not any more an eved tomorrow than I was today. The Teretz is, this was the deal, so a deal is a deal. So you'll be able to keep it. Either way, there's a lot more in the Ketzos. It's Resh Mem Tes Beis, but we're going to end here.